Hi everyone, it's Kevin J, the best thing since air. And you listen to the Therapy Suite right here on Therapy UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week, I welcome back Nikki Kaur, where we'll be discussing numerology. Nikki, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you, Gavin. Thank you for inviting me. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How's your week been?
It's been a bit hectic, but you know what? Not bad at all, because I have been off at home, which has been nice to spend a bit of quality time.
Oh, that's right. The kids in the holidays, is it?
That's right.
Nikki, remind us a bit about your background and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, so I was about, I would say, 16 when I learned numerology. Now, just for the listeners that don't know what numerology is, it's basically what is derived from your full date of birth and your full birth certificate name. And what you basically do is calculate them numbers, which I'll go in more in depth in a later in the show. And with that, you actually understand that what would be your character, what would be your destiny, and what are the things that you're undergoing, whether it might be positive things or whether it be challenging things. And that's what our destiny is written. So if you can think about destiny, if some of us believe in it, in reincarnation, some of us don't. But the way I see it, my perspective, is that your destiny is already written before you came. What these numbers do is validate that as you're undergoing through this frequency of different numbers changing. Again, which we can go through that a little bit later. So from 16, this was a taught, and it's a mathematically science-based mathematical. And that's how I learned numerology. And ever since then, I basically did this as a goodwill gesture to help family, relatives, etc. But then in the last 5 years, I pursued it to a business, which with, you know, his grace, kind of things went really well, especially in COVID. It excelled in COVID. And I think it's amazing how we all come together, and we definitely did come together in that time. But what we did wanted is reassurance. And I know that it really did give the reassurance to a lot of people.
Basically, you work with people from all backgrounds. Is that right? It could be absolutely anyone that, you know, might want a reading or your support. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah. I mean, it was only most recently I've had a client get in touch and said, my son's just turned 18, quite concerned because not sure what he would like to do in terms of career-wise, very disheartened, and he's in that kind of age where he doesn't want to talk about it. Could you help? So it doesn't have to be that, oh, you know, a certain age. It can be your children. It could be that you're older or, you know, it doesn't matter about age. It matters about you and what your characteristics are and what you're going to undergo. I have had various situations where the person has not undergone what I've told them, but actually come back and said to me, oh my God, everything that you said was to the T. And that's why we've come back again. So I guess in a nutshell, it doesn't matter who, what you are. It matters that end of the day, as long as you've got your full date of birth, because some people might not possibly know their date of birth due to depending on where you're born, etc. It's so crucial to have that information. And then what I do is look at them numbers. But to be honest with you, it's about connecting to the individual. And as I connect, the numbers become just a tool, and I can just allow the divinity or the energy you want to talk about is to flow through me to get that message across to help.
That's brilliant. What's one of the most common subjects people come to you about?
The common subjects would be marriage. So let's say if they are...
I knew you were going to say relationships. I just knew it. It's probably one of the number one things, isn't it? Especially from the ladies. I'm being stereotypical now, I know.
Well, you could say... And I'm not being any discriminative towards men, but men intend to know that they would like to get married, but they like to keep it quiet. Whereas us females, as you know, we want to talk about it. But yeah, marriage is not just about getting married. It's marriage issues, people are going through separations. I've done compatibility where you've got issues within these couples. I've had the consent from both of them to do a dual chart where I can speak to both of them and air their differences out. And to be honest, that works quite nicely because they kind of feel like actually it's coming from another person that doesn't know us, but can impartially give us advice and actually be hitting home, because we all know what our weaknesses are. We all know what our strengths are. Sometimes it's, I don't like to use the word ego, but it's our own self-perception of accepting of what's happening. So marriage is one of them. Children, you know, there's, you know, people come to me and, you know, I haven't had a child for the last 10 years. I've been trying, done everything. Can you see a child in my destiny? So we look at that. We had a lovely example of that where there was an individual, when I looked at their numbers and I was like, and this explains when I say to you that I allow the energy to flow, even though whatever the numbers might say. So when I looked at the chart, it was initial thing that, oh, these numbers don't look as positive as you would if you were to look for a child. So give you throwing up different numbers to you. So if you were to want in a child, you're looking at your personal year, which could be possibly a 2. Or if you've got sixes around you, I know these won't mean anything to you, Gavin, but it's just to give you a bit of an idea. And then basically I looked at it. These were like 8 numbers, which are like, oh, it doesn't look good in terms of having a child. Not to say that every 8s don't. It's just where it's placed. Remember that in the chart of where the 8s are placed. Anyway, but I said to her, look, it is going to be difficult. And then as I said that to her, she goes, well, actually, I'm having an IVF. So there was clearly there was difficulties. But I said, look, I'm not going to say to you, do not try, because that'll be very wrong of me to do that. You need to explore every avenue. You need to make sure do what's right for you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she took that advice, and that the last thing I did say to her was, look, remember, all said and done, it comes down to you and your husband to make that decision to lead a good lifestyle, a healthy health lifestyle, and then let it go and leave it to the Lord. And that's exactly what she did. And oh my God, Gavin, she came back in a year later and she was pregnant with a lovely baby boy.
Oh, that's nice. That's brilliant.
Yeah. So, yeah, sorry, I went off tantrum there. So that's the children. And then if somebody wants to move house, if somebody's having any financial difficulties, if they're having problems at work and they want any promotion or they feel like they are in a risk of redundancy, if anybody wants to further their education, if they want me to look at their business and we can look at business names to see what name would suit you as a business and how that would be in terms of you as a character, would that be quite compatible? And then would you excel in that actual name, or could we look at a different name? And yeah, and there's various things. So people moving house, you know, to the extent I can work out number plates on cars, or I can work out numbers on your house, and that will determine what your house is going to be. So the list is endless.
Do you feel like it, because you almost cross into that boundary of counselor or therapist, because if people are talking to you about their relationships and stuff, do you feel sometimes you're kind of in the middle there and kind of maybe obviously using numerology to help, but then do you know what I mean? You're kind of supporting and mediating in the relationship to try and help things work out.
Absolutely. If you look at the way we are now, Gavin, stress is maybe the biggest thing we're undergoing. Not only that, we've got financial challenges, we've got other challenges that are going around, and where the world is drastically changed, absolutely drastically. And what we want is answers. We're not getting them. Years ago, it was easy to get answers, you know, X, Y, Z. Now, even if we go somewhere, we still don't feel that. So, yeah, I think the biggest part of numerology is not to say, oh, you're going to move house and that's it. No. Or you're going to get married. Or it's actually giving the time to our clients, speak to them, listen to them, acknowledge it, but also know where they're coming from. Now, when you have a counselor sits down and actually has the conversation and you speak. In that period of time, what the counselor's doing is acknowledging everything else, but also understanding you as a character. I think, not that there's anything wrong with the counselling, because I think it's amazing in how what they use to coach. And, you know, they don't even say anything. What they do is intend to listen and it actually allow the patient to speak, which is actually a healer in itself because it offloading. But what I find with numerology, and I love the tool for that reason, you've got the character there. You've got that number there. You know that that person, actually, this is the way I'm going to say it. Actually, I might not say that because this might not be the right time. Or and you're supporting them and you're coaching them and you're empowering them. And I don't just, you know, I discuss mindfulness because I myself practice mindfulness. I try my best to keep healthy, make sure that I'm getting exercise, looking after my mental health. Am I doing some yoga? Things like that. And I'll share best practice. But what I also know through the numbers is whether these, you know, whether the clients are going to be receptive to that or not. Because it might be, I might be saying all this and they might not be able to relate to it because they're just not the way, you know, they don't do that, let's say. They don't like running. They don't, I wouldn't know that anyway. So, yeah, definitely. Your answer to that is definite. And that I think that part of is what I find as an example when I've done that. It's like clients will come back to me and say, you know what? I've just been thinking about that. Or I was thinking of changing that. And you just said it.
That's brilliant. Do you not think that's amazing? That's brilliant. Yeah, that is amazing. I think you've told me that actually a few times, isn't it? I know. I remember from the last one. The last session that we did and we did the show and you were telling me how people you know you kind of say to them what's happening and they're like, oh my gosh, that's been on my mind for so long now. And I think they've put even more trust in you, isn't it, because of that. They think, oh, do you know what, she really knows what she's talking about. You know, because the first time someone talks to you, they think they know numerology is meant to be helpful, but when they actually experience it, it must be quite something else.
Yes. Do you remember when I said to you, a lot has changed? One of the things that has changed, biggest thing that's changed, that people don't have time. Mm. Literally don't have time. It's gone that bad that we intend to text. We don't even pick up the phone or talk. Before it was like, initially you would say in them years, olden days, you'd go and see somebody. Okay, that stopped. Then it went onto the phone and now it's text. You know, so for somebody to speak, somebody to communicate, somebody that also understands you already is actually massive, really is, because we are going through so many emotions at the moment, fear, insecurities, worries, and lack of confidence. And somebody just to turn around and say, do you know what? I totally understand. And do you know, we're going to work through this. I've had some of my clients, and please don't think that this is what I want, but I've had them in tears because it's hit home and they're absolutely startled with the amount of information that I've told them. But I have to be totally honest with you, Gavin, and that is the truth, is that I have this passion to help, and I'll help wherever possible. So if, let's say, we booked in for an hour, I end up talking for an hour and a half because it's right for that person. That's what's about me, and I can feel it. I can feel that connection.
That's brilliant. Do you feel that you've got some also like innate intuition as well? Like, you know, because I think you need some real natural skills as well with numerology. You might be, you know, you might be reading charts, etc. But then I think, you know, because I've spoken to you a few times now, and you seem to have good intuition.
Yeah, intuitively. I am blessed. I use it for the right cause, and the right cause is to help. In fact, my mission is in life is to help, really, to be honest, and that's the biggest thing. But yeah, intuitively, I connect before I've even spoken to the person.
That's fantastic.
I can just feel the vibration. It's a bit like, I can explain to you, it's walking in a room. Nobody said anything. They've not looked at you, but you know exactly what's happening with that in that room. It's quite spooky.
Yeah. You seem to have traits of an empath as well. You know, empaths are more in tune with people's feelings and that kind of thing.
Yes, because the more open you are, the more you can absorb each other's pain or pleasure. The thing is, and this is really important at the moment, Gavin, is that the world is changing and we need to connect with ourselves to connect with others. It used to be the other way around, connect with others and make that connection. It doesn't work anymore. You have to come back to the source. Who is the source? You. You as an individual have everything. So when I speak to somebody, I don't see it from, oh, this is a client. I don't see it as, I've never known you. I see it as, okay, the divinity sent this individual for me to help, and I'm going to wholeheartedly. That's what allows you to be open. That's how it allows you to be an empath. But if you've got any conditions attached there, believe you me, even that energy that flows through me will not flow. It has to be pure. It has to be honest and what's right for the client.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nikki, thank you so much for that insight into numerology and give us a reminder about everything. So looking at 2024, I know we're a few months into it now. What do you think the year holds for us compared to maybe last year?
Yeah, and I'm happy that you said there's a few months into it. And I purposely did that because I really wanted everybody to experience what's happening, to relate what I'm going to say. So if we look at how to calculate, and we can all do this year to year. So if you look at 2024, if you add the individual numbers together, you've got 2 for the 20, and then you've got the 2, which is 24, 2, which is a 4, and then you add the 4, it's an 8. So we're going to talk about the number 8. This is what this year is about, universal number, number 8. Now, we call a universal number is because it all affects us, but in different ways. It still affects us, but in different ways. Now, you could say, how does it affect you in a different ways? How would I know with the personal year that I'm going through, how would it affect me? So I'm going to be the guinea pig here just to explain. Let's say I'm going through 11 at the moment is my master number. Now, I don't know if you know about numbers are basically 1, 2, 9. And then
I know about that much. I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
1 to 9 is as far as I go, though.
Yeah, numerologically, well, you know what I mean. And then it goes to 1, 2, 10. And remember, the 10 always cancels to be a 1. And then it goes 11. That's a master number. You do not single that number. You don't, you know, you keep it as a master number as 11. You don't cancel it to be, let's say, a 2. You leave it as that. Now, I'm looking at the fact my personal year is 11, which means if I was to add that with the 8, that actually means, and you could actually say, well, you're singling it there. I am, but because I'm calculating both of them together. So that would come to a 10, right? So for argument's sake, that would be 1. But if I looked at my personal year, 11 means connection with spirituality. It means connected to each other. It means that I'm going to undergo more of a spiritual experiences. And spiritual experiences could be that I meet somebody that is quite enlightened and I learn new ways of living and new ways of thought process. It also means that because it's a master number, it's very intuitive. So if I listen to my feelings, and I don't know if you believe in manifestation, but it works. If you think positively and you give it out in the world and you're working towards that goal, there is no reason why you shouldn't get what you want. As an example of that, without going off tangent, is I'd bought a Mercedes last year. Be absolutely frank with you, I didn't have any funds. I didn't have anything, that, you know, where I was going to get my car. But I just knew that that Mercedes is going to be outside my house. Where did I know? How did I know? Not even by numbers. I just knew. Anyway, it came through work where, there was a lease. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go for EQC. And that's exactly what I did. And then a few months later, I had my car. So the same thing with this particular year 11 is that be careful what you're going to ask for because you'll get it. As long as...
Oh yeah, I wish I could manifest any car I want.
you can. The power of it is huge. All people need to do is raise their awareness. They need to raise their consciousness. Be positive. If you constantly think, when people say, I'm never going to get this, guess what? You're never going to get it because you put it out in the world. So the eight, so that gives you an example of how it affects me personally. So then in terms of the universal year eight, how does that affect me? Well, you can imagine if I'm feeling in my own personal year, quite intuitive, quite meditative, quite slowing down, the eight is the opposite of that. The eight is where, I don't know if you've experienced this already, and a lot of people will be, is I want to use the word crazily, like busy. It's absolutely nonstop. Like we were just talking earlier on, even when you've got a holiday, you cannot relax. It is not a year to think. It's not a year to plan. It's a year to do. So last year, 2023, you could go away with that. You could plan things. You could put strategies in place, put plans in place. But this year is our year to implement them plans, is to go out there and make the plans to our reality. People will be finding that. However, the challenging or the negative side of the eight is where it's that word that I've just used, is challenges. It'll throw lots of challenges in through you. And you think, oh God, I'm tested here. I take one step forward and I'm taking 10 back. That's how it feels. Yes, I'm achieving. Yes, it's practical. Yes, I have the ambition to do it because I feel like I want to do it. But I'm finding that I'm throwing so many balls in the air and yet not catching anything. But the thing is, you are going to catch something here. You just have to continue going. You just have to have that faith. Because have you heard that saying where there's no pain, there's no gain?
100%. Yeah, absolutely.
The year eight is also with abundance. It's to do with wealth. So people will find financially they're not as struggling. That obviously doesn't apply to everybody, but a lot of people will find actually my businesses are going well. And things are going as well as they could. Okay. So it's that kind of year. And I would say anybody that obviously would like to start, you can't take this literally because it obviously depends on your personal year. But if you are starting a business this year, I wouldn't take that as a negative. It's a universal year. Why not? It's a positive. So eight is all to do with abundance, is to do with wealth, is to do with promotions. So it's very positive financially. The flip side of it is it's not good with relationships. So people will find that they're possibly arguing more, they're having more disagreements, Not just necessarily in relationships of a man and a woman. It could be between children and parents. It could be your friends. But a lot of people will be experiencing that. The other thing that they will be experiencing is this, I don't like to use the word burden, but a lot of responsibility on their head. They feel like, oh God, they just literally are not stopping, and they feel like they have a lot of responsibility on their head. So a lot of people, as we know, are either having early retirement due to financial constraints or just the fact that actually they've decided some companies not recruiting. So what happens to the workload? You end up taking on more workload. What does that do to our stress levels? Because, you know, literally we can't manage them. So it's also to be mindful of that. I think the best advice I can give and is that, yes, it's going to be extremely busy. Yes, it's going to be challenging. But you know what eight is to do with achieving? Now, you can't achieve if you're going to burn out. You have to slow down. Rome wasn't built in one day. You have to do it slow and steady wins the race. So you have to put yourself a target, a goal, and work towards it. But you also have to put strategies in place to manage your own stress. What happens when we get busy? We forget us. We forget our health. The other thing that I haven't mentioned is health. Health is a massive, biggest challenge that we're undergoing. So we need to make sure that we are leading a healthy lifestyle, that we are eating properly, that we are exercising, because we do need to de-stress. This body is like a machine. If you don't service it, what's going to happen? It's going to break down.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nikki. That's brilliant. Everything you've explained there, you know, for the yin. I suppose if you're going to work that hard and be successful, unfortunately, it sounds like what might happen is there might be some sacrifices in terms of how much time you can spend with other people, how much you can be there and that kind of thing, which is usually what happens, isn't it? That's with successful people that are working hard, etc. Time is limited as well, isn't it, in terms of how much time you can spend with other people and how much of your time you can give.
Absolutely. I think I'm so happy that you've just said about, or whether you did use the word balance, because the eight is also to do with the balancing, right? If, let's say, you are out there and you want to really make it successful, but you're doing it for the wrong reason, which means that really I'm not going to go out there and help anybody, or I'm not going to have that heart that fills with pain if I see somebody in pain, then we're going to suffer for that. We're not going to achieve that, because you have to understand the vibration has just completely changed. What we've known is not what is now. Let's say even education. Before, we used to say people with degrees will get this position. It's not like that. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with education.
No, I understand what you're saying. Absolutely.
Yeah. What I'm saying is it's to do with you as an individual. Are you a holistical person? Are you a person that is diverse? Are you a person that can actually communicate, not only academically good, but also can, you know, have them skill sets that can be, I mean, communication's massive. If you can communicate, you're 50% there. You could have degrees, you could have anything in terms of education. If you haven't got the communication, unfortunately, that's going to, you know, cause problems. So what I'm trying to say is what we need to do is go with the way everything's changing. We ourselves need to be open. We need to be what's in with the time. I mean, I'm sure you've heard about AI.
You know, gosh, it's really blowing up, AI. Yeah. It's huge.
And it's huge. And yes, as a tool, it's okay, because you can go on, you learn things, and you know, it's brilliant. But if you allow that tool to control you, then where's a human touch gone? So we as human beings need to reinforce that constantly. And this is the year about it. This year is about coming back to, if you want success, be that good human being. Be that person that goes out there and actually has the right motivation to do what they're doing. So you could say, well, what does that mean in practical? Well, actually, do you know what? I'm earning this set amount. But you know what? Maybe I want to give 10% or even 5% of my earnings to charity. I want to do something what's right for the world. That is being what we need to do, because it's not going to be about me and myself. It's going to be, well, how can I go out there and make a difference? And believe you me, if you're making a difference, you'll always be successful. And I can guarantee that.
Absolutely, yeah. And you've got experience with that yourself, you know. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nikki, talk to us about how numerology and your services help businesses and, you know, corporate organizations.
Okay, so there's lots of different challenges within businesses. You could have an amazing business, but the manpower or the people that are working for it either don't have the passion for it or they don't want to be there. I think it's what numerology does by understanding the business and also looking at the person who's a CEO is look at their characteristics and how that sits with their own employees or colleagues. What numbers actually do is look at that and think, okay, how is it that I can coach you to become more empowering manager or more empowering at your workforce? Because if all of us can sing of the same hymn sheet, if we're working for one business and all your employees are doing the same thing, what's going to happen to your business? It's going to excel. So you have to look at the product. You have to look at what empowers your employees and whether they want flexibility, what they want. Coming back to that word again, communication. We need to speak. So I also look at coaching on that. I also look at the individual. Let's say if you're the owner of the business, is what particular year you're going to have. So there might be a year where you're doing so well in that business, but then the following year, it kind of doesn't do as well as the previous year. And you think, oh, what happened there? It's because your personal year changed. But that doesn't mean that your business is not going to excel or continue years later or months later. We will look at monthly charts and we'll also look at daily charts, which means, let's say you are going to start some new product. Is it the right day for you to start that and launching that product? Do you see how it goes?
Yeah. That's quite deep, to be fair.
And it's going, you know, it's because we are surrounded numbers everywhere. Like I said to you last time, our age, even our date of birth, when the day we came here was given a number. We've got number plates, we've got numbers everywhere. Every little thing is. So, you know, we need to acknowledge that, this is a tool. But like I said, with me, my intention is only to empower and to enhance what that individual already has. Because I truly believe we all have the answers within us. We just need somebody to blatantly show us. Because sometimes, like you just said there earlier, when you're busy, you literally forget and you sacrifice. And you could say you actually get blinded to the obvious. Because you're too busy. You're not stopping. So what numerology does, what the chart does, is just stop, talk, reflect, and discuss. And that really works wonders, whether you're a business owner, whether you're an employer, or whether you're a householder.
In terms of, are there any challenges with numerology at all?
The thing that changes is not your own numbers change. So I think it'd be really interesting one day to go through how it changes with you and show you. But the period of times change. So when you were born, you have the first pinnacle, you could say the longest pinnacle. Now, just to give you a bit of an insight what pinnacles are the challenges and the successes that you as an individual are going to undergo. That's already predetermined and that's what's going to happen, right? The only thing that's going to change is our attitude. If we have that positive attitude, we're not going to feel it. If we don't, we're going to struggle, right? But that also determines on your character. Are you an optimistic or are you the opposite? Right? Now, the way I work out the first pinnacle, I look at totaling the whole date of birth. So let's take, if you were to look at the 9th of the 1st, 1982, then I would add the 9, add the 1, then add the 1 again, which is part of the 19, then the 9, then the 8, and then the 2, and then get the total of that. So let's say, for argument's sake, whatever that number might be as a digit, I would make it into a single, and that is your destiny, right? Then that destiny number, I call it destiny, it's a life path number that you might go on the internet and read about, and it'll give you good insight about your life path or what it means, right? And then with your life path, you would, let's say it was a 7, you would take it away from 36, which takes you to 29. So your first pinnacle will be up to the age of 29. And then your second, your third pinnacles will be 9 years long. Okay? So have you ever heard that saying? A lot of things change in 9 years. I don't know if you have, but I've heard that.
I've heard a shorter amount of time than that.
Have you?
Yeah, a lot of things change in a year, I've heard people say. Do you know what I mean? It's a saying, though. I don't know what's the most common saying, but yeah.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So when somebody says to me, can you tell me? Because remember, some people come and they really want to know, but they're also, you use that word trust. They're also testing the water, which I get that, because we want to believe in it, don't we? So they'll say to me, can you tell us something? So I'll say to them, okay, in this period of time, which is a pinnacle, you went through X, Y, Z. How did you know that? I said, I just know that because of the pinnacle you're going through.
That's amazing. That must shock people. Don't they get a bit freaked out?
Yeah, somebody turned around and said, you're reading my mind.
Yeah. It must get a bit scary. Do you know what I mean? When someone's telling you stuff that's only that person will know, because not everybody shares everything about them, isn't it? Yeah. You know, and you must have, I'm sure you've come across people where they're like, oh my gosh, I've never told anyone that before. And you're the only person that I'm having this conversation with.
Yes, absolutely. One person said to me, have you been stalking my emails? I said, no. yeah, absolutely. And I can't take that credit. I'm just grateful to the divine that I've been given that gift, and that gift is utilized at the best as possible, really, to go out there and reach out and, you know, help each other, really.
Oh, that's brilliant. We've just only got a couple of minutes left. Can you give us a last bit of advice and then tell us where people can, you know, consult with you, you know, seek support from your services and that kind of thing? I think that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, of course. I've kind of summarized the year is, please do not lose hope this year. And please, please, please be patient. Patience is a virtue. And it says it all. Because this year is not going to be instant. You are not going to gain results in an instant. It is to do with hard work. It is to do with perseverance. It's to do with determination. And it's also at every hurdle not to be perturbed and actually stop doing what you're doing. Because you have basically been shocked with so many other different things that you didn't anticipate happening. So all I would say, if you are focused and positive, this year is a very good year. In terms of relationship, if you know that it's not going well, don't engage into arguments. You're better off going out, going for a walk, clear your head. When you come back, you think, oh, what was that about? We're all feeling a lot of pressure. And all we want is we're steaming out. That's all we're doing. And what we do it usually with our loved ones, because we think in a way we can get away with it. But from that individual, let's say in a relationship, feels like, hang on, is my husband or is my wife or is my girlfriend or boyfriend, are they changing? No, they're not. They just can't cope with what's happening. So I would say to understand each other, and also know that, yes, this year is about results. And know that instead of worrying about money, kind of do affirmations. Know that actually positively, I'm going to be fine. Don't always say that, oh, I don't have no money, or actually, I wish I had more. Appreciate what you've got now. And as you appreciate now, you get more gifts.
That's brilliant. Nikki, where can people find you if they want to reach out?
So you can find us on our website, which is www.destinybynumbers.com. You can find me on Facebook under Nikki Kaur or even Destiny by Numbers. Please do go on there, look at some reviews. I've got some videos there that explains a little bit more about numerology. I'm hoping to do some more YouTubes where I can explain that subject that we've just talked about, pinnacles, personal years, and educate each other where you can use that tool for yourselves.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Nikki, for your time. Much appreciated.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time.
And thank you to our listeners. You know, you can find me on Instagram at GavinJ417. Until next time, take care.